finally come home. But how could all the soldiers get back home? They had no money or transportation of their own. Most had nothing more than the clothes on their back. And so many of the prisoners of war were weak and sick, half-starved survivors who certainly did not have the strength to walk back to their home. How would they get home? One such way was by steamboat. There was a prison camp in Vicksburg, Mississippi, Camp Fisk, and the general there had ordered that those prisoners being released from Camp Fisk be sent northward from Vicksburg on privately owned steamboats, with the vessel's owners receiving $5 for each enlisted man they carried and $10 for each officer. Now, understand that in that day, $5 was a lot of money. So the steamboat captains all rushed to points where these soldiers were. One such ship was the USS Sultana. Now, the Sultana had a legal carrying capacity of 376. So, with a crew of 80 to 85, the maximum passenger load was 290 passengers. Remember that number, 290. Well, the owner of the steamboat Sultana negotiated with military officials and was assured that if his steamboat would come to Vicksburg, he was assured a full passenger load at the prescribed fee. So, the Sultana made its way upriver from New Orleans, but the Sultana carried with it a big problem. A crack had been discovered in one of the ship's four huge boilers, and the ship needed to be docked for a major repair. But if the ship was forced to go to dry dock for repair, it would lose the big money contract to carry the released prisoners. So, instead of stopping for a major repair, instead, the crack in the huge boiler was only patched up. The scene was being set for a terrible tragedy. On April the 23rd, the Sultana arrived at Vicksburg and was informed that the total number of prisoners to be shipped would be as many as 1,400 and that they desperately needed to be transported as soon as possible. Now, that number of 1,400 passengers exceeded the Sultana's passenger limit by almost four times, but there was all that money to be made. So somehow, they would do it. But when the day came for the soldiers to be loaded up, there weren't 1,400, there were over 2,000. And on that fateful day, April the 24th, 1865, as the Sultana pulled away from the docks, it was carrying 1,996 passengers. For three full days and nights, the USS Sultana traveled northward up the Mississippi with no incident. But the ship's captain nervously watched that patch in the steaming hot boiler. And then, at 2 a.m. on April the 27th, as most of the war-torn prisoners slept on the decks, at that moment, three of the boilers blew. With such a fury, witnesses on shore said it sounded like the thundering noise of 100 earthquakes. The blast tore through the decks above the boilers, spreading red-hot coals and timbers and debris onto the sleeping soldiers. Hundreds were killed instantly. Others were trapped in the wreckage, unable to get free as the steamer slowly listed and sank. Others were so weak that even in the water, free from the explosion, they had no strength to swim. Help came slowly, but rescuers searched all through the night to save those that they could. And of those rescued, hundreds died shortly thereafter from the deadly burns. The final official death count was 1,653, the worst shipwreck in U.S. history. Later, some tried to say the ship was sabotaged, but all who knew of the patched-up boiler, they knew what had happened. Now, you might just be saying, what a terrible tragedy. Why have I never even heard of it? Well, one big reason was because only less than 2 weeks before, on April the 15th, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated. Wow, what a sad and tragic time in our history. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special 4th of July program after these messages. Hello, Jerry Stewart here with some exciting news. We've just released our new website, jerrystewartusa.com, just for you and all of the other great patriots, we the people. The site is full of pictures and powerful true stories of our America and all past and present who have given their all to help make our America the greatest nation in the world. Also included are lessons designed to teach our young people, all people, how to live today in the highest moral principles. So here's what to do. Go to jerrystewartusa.com, all lowercase, and begin your own special adventure. All good, amazing stories rated E for everyone. For questions, call 817-995-6965. That site again, jerrystewartusa.com. God bless you. It's been over 20 years now since I first began doing these patriotic radio programs. My first program, Stand Up America, was just that, a call for all Americans to stand up, to speak out for what is good and right and best for our nation, and to remind people the great part God has played, is playing, in giving us our free America. But things are changing. God is no longer the pilot. He's not even the co-pilot. He's been pushed all the way to the back. There's no prayer in our public schools, and we're being overrun by our own apathy. So many just don't care. That's why my programs and stories are now being used for teaching tools by private schools, homeschools. That's why parents and grandparents are getting my material to teach the children, to remind us all before it's too late. To see all my programs and materials, I invite you to go to my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com and take a look. Or you can call our offices at 817-995-6965. Back to the show.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hello and welcome back to this special Independence Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Now, when the colonists went to war with England, they were greatly overmatched in all categories. Less forces, less weapons, hardly any training or organization. The British appeared to have an easy victory. But early on, the British military leaders found something out. The colonists had one very powerful tool, the leadership of George Washington. The colonial soldiers believed in him, and even when their soldiers' pay had stopped, they still followed him. But for the British strategists, the road to victory was simple. Take away George Washington, remove his leadership, and his troops would lose their spirit to fight. So one British soldier, Patrick Ferguson, devised a plan. Put together a small group of the best British marksmen, find George Washington, and kill him. And Ferguson went one step further to assure his success. He invented a special gun that was deadly accurate from great distances. All he needed to do now was to find General George Washington. But here was the colonists' big problem. George Washington was fearless, and he appeared almost oblivious to any personal attacks on him. If he wanted to scope out a battlefield, he wouldn't send a scout. Most often, he would go himself. And he was anything but cautious. Observers noted that he would gallop everywhere he went. So, the scene was set. An irreplaceable leader, George Washington, with no regard for his own personal safety, and a deadly sharpshooter, Patrick Ferguson, armed with a special rifle, sent out with orders to do one thing, shoot and kill George Washington. And then it happened. September the 7th, 1777, only a few days before the Battle of Brandywine Creek, George Washington set out to do his usual reconnaissance. There, in the broad daylight, he rode in the clear open with another officer, not knowing that in the woods nearby was a group of four sharpshooters prepared to kill him. As Ferguson would later report, he instantly ordered his men to move closer to them and to fire at them. But then, as they positioned themselves to shoot these two men, without any real reason to change his plan, Ferguson did just that. He instead decided to disobey his orders, to go against his own plan, and to instead capture these two important colonial officers. So without any regard for his orders, Patrick Ferguson called out to the one officer closest to him to dismount and surrender his arms. Well, the officer did not dismount, but instead called out a warning to General Washington, who promptly turned his horse around and raced away. Miraculously, not one shot was even fired. Amazing. And yes, miraculous. God saved George Washington, and God saved America. Wow. One last note. 2 years later, Patrick Ferguson, the British sharpshooter, lost his life in a battle that most likely would have never even occurred had he killed George Washington when he clearly had the chance. What a story. But isn't it true that during the darkest hours, during the most difficult times, that these are the times we dig the deepest inside ourselves? And somehow, with God's help, we find a way. It was in December of that first year that an article appeared in a newspaper, author unknown, simply signed A Free Man, which came to be known later as The Oath of a Free Man. And in this oath, it speaks of a grateful people, grateful for those who were fighting for our cause of freedom. It spoke about the guardians of America, of honor, of valor, of sacrifice. Part of that oath says this: although your private concerns may call for your assistance at home, yet the voice of your country is still louder. Never was a cause more important or more glorious than that which you are engaged in. Not only your wives, your children, but humanity at large, the world of mankind, are interested in it. For if tyranny should prevail in this great country, liberty will expire throughout the world. He that is a soldier in defense of such a cause needs no title, for his post is a post of honor. And although not an emperor, yet he shall wear a crown of glory, and blessed will be his memory. Yes, it's during the darkest hours that we find just who we are as a people. And during our nation's history, many creeds and pledges and oaths have been written during those times to remind us just who we are. One such writing is what's called the American Creed, written by William Tyler Page in 1917 during our First World War. It speaks of freedom, equality, justice, and sacrifice, and it ends with this powerful pledge: I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. And that pretty much says it all. There's a lot of talk today about happiness, and some have come to truly believe that it is somehow our government's responsibility, its duty, to make us happy. And with this attitude that we are somehow owed something, many Americans today have just unplugged from any real personal responsibility to our nation and have instead decided to take everything they can, while giving nothing back. The truth is this. When our founding fathers spoke of the pursuit of happiness, they believed that our government's job was to give us a nation that was safe and just so that we could pursue our own happiness. But finding true happiness is up to each of us. In 1914, on June the 14th, our National Flag Day, our Secretary of Interior, Franklin Lane, was delivering a speech to a group, and he pointed to the flag flying that day, and he asked this question. He said, "What does this American flag say to us?" Simply and powerfully this: "I am what you make me, nothing more. I swing before your eyes as a bright gleam of color and as a symbol of yourself." And I don't know about you, but when anyone looks at me, I want them to feel uplifted, to have a higher respect, to be more proud of America. And when you look at it that way, what other people, what other nations think about America is not up to anyone else. It's up to you and me. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with some final thoughts after these messages.
Hello, Jerry Stewart here. As I get these opportunities to share these wonderful and courageous true stories of America today and in the past, it makes me so proud to be a part of telling the true stories of our America and how many in our history have done so very much. It's also a wonderful feeling to realize that there are so many in our history who have refused to quit, who saw what needed to be done, turned to God, asked for God's strength, and saw the battle through, no matter what it cost. And God needs us today to help Him to be one of His ongoing messengers of the strength needed to save our America. One great way today is to join our Patriots Club. Just go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com to become a part of our ambassador team. And how do we start? Pray. Ask for God to lead you.
Running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hello and welcome back to this special Independence Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today we are celebrating our freedom as a nation, as a people, as citizens of the greatest country in all the world. And I am so glad to call America my home. But here's a question. Where are we today as a nation and a people? How different are we now from our founding fathers? And is there anything they would be wanting to tell us today, trying to pass on to us to help us keep our nation on track? The answer is most definitely. But the bigger question is this: are we willing to listen? Earlier in the program, I talked about our Declaration of Independence and how it was so hard to declare because it brought real danger to not only the signers of the Declaration, but to all the people. It was so dangerous, it caused a war. But look at that one part of the Declaration where it states there are certain life truths that are so clear, so obvious, the writers call them self-evident, which means they are so clear and obvious in their face that no other evidence is required. And what are these self-evident truths? That all people are created equal, meaning that we are all created, not self-made, created by God, and that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Now, that word unalienable is a word most don't know what it means, but its meaning is very powerful. Unalienable means that there are certain God-given foundational rights which no one has the authority to take away from you, and that no one but God can give you. And what are these unalienable rights? They tell us there in the Declaration. They are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our founding fathers were telling us that these basic rights belong to everyone. Now, if our founding fathers declared it and fought for it, then why today are we missing it? How is it that we have become a nation that doesn't honor the basic God-given right of life? How is it that we are allowing our precious unborn children to be denied this unalienable right to life? I believe that our founding fathers would be shocked by any law that would deny life to all Americans. Remember the words of William Penn about right being right and wrong being wrong, no matter where the majority may stand. And it's time for us to stand for the right as a nation and as a people. Let us each today make a vow in our hearts and before God, asking Him to lead us in the basic truths our nation was founded upon. Let us seek what's best for America and stand for right even if no one else does. Finally, let me say this. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Well, that's all the show for today. Thanks for listening. Go out today. Have a great time, fun, and food, and fireworks, and family, and fellowship. And don't forget to pray for our America. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless America, and may God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your